Blog Talk Radio. I want to read for you today a few pages out of the book Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers. I'm reading from pages 506 through 512. The section is called Pray for the Latter Rain by Mrs. White. This passage was originally published in the Review and Herald on March 2, 1897. You can download it from the internet. It's right there on page 1 and 2. And I found it very interesting and revealing because there were things in this article that I've never heard before. We've all heard about the early rain or former rain was outpoured upon the disciples at the day of Pentecost. And we've heard that the latter rain will be poured out upon us just before Jesus comes. But there are things in this article that I have never heard before. And I wonder if you have. So the best way to get this across to people, because this does apply to us right now, is I thought I would just go ahead and read this for you. Pray for the latter rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. In the east, the former rain falls at the sowing time. It is necessary in order that the seed may germinate. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoots springs up. The latter rain, falling near the close of the season, ripens the grain and prepares it for the sickle. The Lord employs these operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of work of God's grace in the soul. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in the character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ. The latter rain, ripening the earth's harvest, represents the spiritual grace that prepares the church for the coming of the Son of Man. But unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. The green blade will not have sprung up. Unless the early showers have done their work, the latter rain can bring no seed to perfection. There is to be first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. There must be a constant development of Christian virtue, a constant advancement in Christian experience. This we should seek with intensity of desire, that we may adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior. Many have, in a great measure, failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in the human heart in giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by the confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. the same work, only in a greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect the work concerning him. It is God who began the work, and he will finish his work, making man complete in Jesus Christ. But there must be no neglect of the grace represented by the former reign. Only those who are living up to the light they have will receive greater light. Unless we are daily advancing in the exemplification of the active Christian virtues, we shall not recognize the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the latter reign. It may be falling on hearts all around us, but we shall not discern or receive it. At no point in our experience can we dispense with the assistance of that which enables us to make the first start. The blessings received under the former reign are needful to us to the end, yet these alone will not suffice. While we cherish the blessing of the early reign, we must not, on the other hand, lose sight of the fact that without the latter reign to fill out the ears and ripen the grain, the harvest will not be ready for the sickle, and the labor of the sower will have been in vain. Divine grace is needed at the beginning, divine grace at every step of the advance, and divine grace alone can complete the work. There is no place for us to rest in a careless attitude. We must never forget the warnings of Christ. Watch unto prayer, watch and pray always. A connection with the divine agency every moment is essential to our progress. We may have had a measure of the Spirit of God, but by prayer and faith, we are continually to ask more of the Spirit. It will never do to cease our efforts. If we do not progress, if we do not place ourselves in an attitude to receive both the former and the latter rain, we shall lose our souls, and the responsibility will lie at our own door. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the latter rain. Do not rest satisfied that in the ordinary course of the season rain will fall. Ask for it. The growth and perfection of the seed rests not with the husbandman. God alone can ripen the harvest, but man's cooperation is required. God's work for us demands the action of our mind, the exercise of our faith. We must seek his favors with the whole heart if the showers of grace are to come to us. We should improve every opportunity of placing ourselves in the channel of blessing. Christ has said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." The convocations of the church, as in camp meetings, the assemblies of the home church, and all occasions where there is personal labor for souls are God's appointed opportunities for giving the early and the latter rain. But let none think that in attending these gatherings, their duty is done. A mere attendance upon all the meetings that are held will not in itself bring a blessing to the soul.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. And my name is Sister Leola, and I'm the host. And the Bible says, well, there's two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So, brothers and sisters, I see one of my sisters have joined us. So let us begin in a word of prayer. So I know sometimes she has a song, she has a reading. So let us pray and offer a word to the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before thee, Father, to thank you, Lord, for your word, to thank you for this prayer line, thanking you for your children that will join the prayer line and that we all be in unity, Father. And as we come to you, Father, with praise, singing, and honoring your word, Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word. So, Father, as each and everyone come to the prayer line, Lord, to share, Father, I'm asking you to put upon their heart to touch one or to share. And thanking you, Lord, for this prayer line tonight. We thank you, Father, for your Sabbath day. We thanking you for bringing us through another week. And we thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to see this week. Lord, there's many people that have not seen this Sabbath day. And, Lord, especially those that are in your Sabbath, that serve the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Lord, Father, they did not see this Sabbath. So, Lord, as we are here, Father, let us praise you, let us give you thanks, and let us honor your word on this Sabbath. So forgive us for our sins and strengthen us and help us tonight, Lord, that we may show forth the love of God and keep your Sabbath holy. Thank you, Father, for all these blessings. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Amen. And sisters and brothers, we just want to say welcome, our brothers and sisters, to Advent Light Ministry. And even from those afar off, all those that join us tonight, may God bless you and keep you as you are here listening and keeping the Sabbath holy with us, because God knows his children. So thank you, everyone that joined on the prayer line. Like I say, from far and near, let us all give God to glory. So thank you so much, brothers and sisters. And we're going to just read a scripture from Revelation, because when we all gather together, we are all blessed on this Sabbath day, because God said there's going to come a day that all his people going to come before him and worship. Amen. But I'm going to read a scripture in the in Revelation, and this scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 21. I just want to read a little bit, a couple of these scriptures to share, and then you can press one and you can begin to share. But I'm going to read about the New Jerusalem. You know, I will be happy to see New Jerusalem, and as I do know, many of my other sisters and brothers also. So I'm reading, and he said, starting at verse 1, and he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Praise the Lord. That is beautiful. And let me continue. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I'm going to read verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst, a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And I will stop there. So as we just read, brothers and sisters, there will be many joining in that new city, in that New Jerusalem. So let us keep the faith. And you know what? As I always say, you know, let us strive for that perfection. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I pray that each and every one that has a testimony, you press one and your line can begin. We can open your line. Amen. Amen. Okay, there's no one. Press one. And sisters and brothers, as we are here sharing, we would like everyone to begin to press one. And so you can have time to share your good news, what God has done for you this week. But if not, I will sing a song by God's grace. Let's listen to the words and not to the voice. Amen. Praise God. Everybody don't press. Amen. Let me begin to open the line. Open the line that first come up is 423-635, and I'm opening your line. Amen. Amen. Your line is open.
Yes, hi, good evening, Sister Viola. Thank you for hosting, and thank you for opening my line. This is Sister Carla. I'm just thanking the Lord for this preparation day, for peace, joy, even in the midst of storms and trials. You know, as I learned, my cousin is, having congestion, heart failure. But I just thank the Lord for his mercy, his love, and for me to be able to minister to her. So, I pray that the Lord will spare her life a little longer so that she can truly accept him and as her personal Savior and come to know Jesus for who he is. And, you know, I want my light to shine in her life. She knows, you know, but I just wanted to, for it to be more pronounced and be for me to go and minister to her in the next coming week. So keep Charmaine in prayer that the Lord will give her peace and comfort, because she's really fearful. She was in the emergency a couple of days ago, and she called me today. I knew about it, but seems like it's getting worse and worse. But we know, you know, this body is a machinery that God has loaned to us, and we have to take care of it. And when we fail to take care of it, you know, there's consequences. But, you know, all things with God, all things are possible. With men, all things are impossible. But God knows the beginning from the end, and he knows what we will do or what we will not do if he prolong our lives. So, you know, I'm just giving God thanks and praise. And I just want, as I'm reading down, I'm driving down to Camden. I'm just thanking the Lord for safe journey. Mercy, I started a little late on my journey, but I just thank the Lord. And I just want to read Exodus, or I was singing it in my mind, so I'm going to see if I can sing it. Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son. I'm sorry, brother and sister. I'm kind of messing it up from what I was doing earlier, but I'll read it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all them that therein, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So that is an example for each of us, each and every one of us, to follow God's example and not man's example. So I want to thank you again, Sister Leola, and happy Preparation Day, my brothers and sisters. Be safe, be faithful to God, because he's soon to come. There's so much going on in this world. So much killing and senseless murder of innocent children, and it's going to get worse. So let us get into the ark of safety. Let us share the gospel with those that will be perishing. and may the Lord help them. Thank you again, Sister Leola. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Carla, I'm so sorry to hear about Charmaine. You used to always talk about Charmaine. So let us offer a short prayer for your cousin, because, and brothers and sisters, keep Charmaine in prayer. We have brothers and sisters. You know that Brother Rick, our dearly beloved brother, his wife is also had come out the hospital, but, you know, we pray that God fully healed her. So let us just lift that up in prayer. Sometimes some things can't just go to the end, and then it's gathered with all other prayer requests. But we want to offer these two in prayer. Amen? So please be in prayer with me, because I definitely want to offer Brother Rick's wife in prayer. You know our brother, he is a main source of this prayer line, a supporter. I'm not talking about getting on the prayer line. I'm talking about taking care of the bills and the treasurer. He does everything, and every time we had a camp meeting, he did everything that was in his power to do. So let us lift up these two prayers. And I remember Sister Carla's cousin Charmaine. So let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before thee, Father. Lord, there's so much going on, Lord, Father. And we lifting up these two requests to you, Father. First, Brother Rick, Lord, and his wife, Lord, Father, his close, his other half, Lord, is having some heart problems, some problems, dear Father. You know what it is, and you know how to handle these things. So, Father, we pray for your great healing hands to move on her, Father, to touch her and to allow her to see that is Jesus and Jesus alone that is able to heal. He said before the centurion got to his home to see whether his servant was healed, he was healed within that hour. So, Father, we know what you can do. We've seen what you did with Peter, mother-in-law. We saw all these great healing and all these things that you did, these miracles. So, Father, we ask him in the name of Jesus, touch his wife now, Lord, as we come to you on this Sabbath day, Father, to pray for one another, to come to you and study the Bible and testimonies and all these things to glorify thy holy name. Lord, we also bring to you prayers, which we know, Father, it's a privilege to come to you in prayer. And we know that you hear us, Lord, but according to your will, Father, we pray and lift up Brother Rick's wife. Lift up Brother Rick, Lord, Father, asking you to give him strength, Lord, because I can imagine what my brother is going through. Lord, knowing that his beloved wife is there, struggling with pain and suffering. But Lord, I'm asking you right now, give him wisdom, give him knowledge, and especially his wife, to give her that faith and help her to believe what Brother Rick is doing and to help heal her. Lord, Father, we know you are able, so please have mercy upon them, Lord, Father, his family, Sister Ashley, Lord, Father. I'm asking you to touch her, Lord, Father, with the anointing of your power, Father. We know that you are able to do anything but fail. So, Lord, be out there with her and let her know, speak to her heart and allow her heart to hear that small, still voice. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as we lift up Charmaine to you, Lord, Sister Carla has mentioned her, has said, I think, prayers for her on this prayer line. So, dear Lord, we bring unto you, Lord, you know what your daughter, Lord, Father, asking you to help her to remember your Sabbath day, Lord. Ask her to confess that the Sabbath is truly is
the Sabbath of God and not Sunday. So, Lord, let people make this confession before they leave this world. So, Lord, I'm asking you to touch Charmaine tonight, Lord. Lord, I don't know if she has children, Lord Father, asking you to help her and speak to her heart, Lord Father, while she laying there sick. And Lord Father, she knows she can hear you. She knows some things, Lord Father, but speak to her spirit, Lord, to let her know that that she can surrender all right now. She can repent and give it to Jesus because he knows. He knows, Lord Father. Oh, Christ knows our every need. He knows our sins. So, Lord, you say, give it up. Surrender. And, Father, help us right now, Lord, that she may surrender to you right now. And you can heal her from all disease, from all sin. Lord, thank you right now for what you're doing. Glory be to God. In the name of our Father, Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming on and requesting a prayer for your cousin. We have to request prayers for our family. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming on and sharing. God bless you and give you safe prayer.
Open my, mercy. Amen. And open my line again if you need me to do prayer later at any time. Thank you.
Amen. Sure will do. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes, brothers and sisters, as we listen to the request of the sister, we keep her in prayer. But we're going to go to the next caller. We thank you, sisters and brothers, for being patient. And we open the next line. It's 5-1. We open in your line, and may you give your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Five one eight 482. You can hear me?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sorry about that. I didn't hear the line. Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Cancinelli from Albany, New York. And God is so good. He is so good that he has spared our lives to see another Sabbath, another week. Is true. The weeks fly out so quickly, sometimes you don't even realize it. The day and the week, and the weeks go by very quickly. So I just want to thank God for his blessings and his mercy over me. Even traveling around, the Lord has been good to me. And this evening, I just want to... We know that we live in the last days, and the time of trouble is to be soon to be on this earth. But the Lord showed me, Sister White says, she had showed me that a great work must be done for his people, for God's people, before they could stand in the battle of the last days. The time is not far distant when this test will come to every soul. And I want to know that I'm reading from this book, Preparation for the Final Crisis. The mark of the beast will be urged upon us, and those who have step by step yielded to worldly demands and conform to worldly customs will not find it a hard matter to yield to the powers that be, rather than subject themselves to the derision, insult, threats, imprisonment, and death. The contest is between the commandments of God and the commandments of men. True godliness will be clearly distinguished from the appearance and tinsel of it. Many a star that we have admired for their brilliancy will then go out in darkness. members of the church will individually be tested. We will be individually be tested, my dear brothers and sisters. There will be a place in circumstances where they will be forced to bear witness for the truth. Many will be called to speak before councils and the courts of justice, perhaps separately and alone. And, you know, I am praying for that when that day comes, if I am still wrong, that God will give me the strength and the courage to be faithful. Because since the first day of the week will be, since the observance of the Sabbath is externally manifested of the seal of God, and the observance of Sunday under the law became the part of the beast. And because the first knowledge, loyalty of the creature, the second to the Roman and satanic power, it is naturally followed that the day of rest becomes the great central theme of the controversy of the last days. So my dear brothers and sisters, we should all try to study how to prepare ourselves, because a time is coming and every one of us will be tested. We will be tested on the Sabbath. If we are faithful, then it's okay. But if we receive the mark of the beast, then that would not be good. All of us will be tested. Satan has his host. He cannot destroy them. For the angels of excellent strength will protect them. So all those who are faithful, God is going to protect them. If they are going to stand up for keeping the Sabbath. Because it says, we have that song that says, how shall we stand? The judgment is set. The books are open. How shall we stand in that great day? When we are, everyone will be pointing their hands to us. See those Christians, look at them. And, you know, it will be a time of trouble. It says that the prison will be a place for the rich in faith. Dwell there, and the gloomy walls will be lighted up with heavenly light, as when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises at midnight in the Philippine dungeon. Will the Lord forget his people? Oh no, they will not forget them in that crying hour. Did he forget Noah when judgment was visited upon the antediluvian world? Did he forget Lot when the fire came down from heaven to consume the city of the plains? Did he forget Joseph surrounded by idolaters in Egypt? Did he forget Elijah when the oath of Jezebel threatened him with the faith of the prophets of Baal? Did he forget Jeremiah in the dark and dismal pit of his prison house? Did he forget the three worthies in the fiery furnace, or Daniel in the den of lions? God would not suffer the wicked to destroy those who are expecting to be translated and who would not bow down to the decree of the beast to receive his mark. And this is where I'm going to stop here. It just says, children, with this last few lines, it says, I saw that if the wicked were permitted to slay the saints, Satan and all his evil hosts, and all who hate God would be glorified. And oh, what a triumph it would be for his satanic majesty to have power in the last closing struggle over those who had so long waited to behold him whom they loved. Those who have mocked at the idea of the saints going up will witness the care of God for his people and behold the glorious deliverance. So we see here, we see that the Sabbath would be a test, and it will come, this test will come to all of us. So my prayer for all of us this evening, that we would remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And not only keeping it holy, but being an example to those of us who do not know, to those who do not know God. So this evening, I want to say a little prayer before. First, I'm asking for prayer for my sister. She's still in the Poconos. We're still expecting to get her out of there. And for my brother, who is in the nursing home, that you will continue to pray for him and the family, entire family. Father, we come before you this evening to give you praise and thanks for the wonderful way in which you have kept us during the 6 working days of toil and labor. You have kept us from harm. You have protected us from danger that we did not even see. And here we are on this Sabbath Eve, Father, trying to giving you praise and thanks for the many blessings that we have received from your fatherly hand. Be with all those who will come on this line tonight to give you thanks and to give you praise. Be with the leaders of this group, Father, Sister Powell and Sister, I cannot remember her name, but you know, all the leaders who are leading out on this platform. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them bountifully. Be with Sister Carla, who is traveling. Lord, we pray that you will bless her, protect her, and grant her traveling mercies. May your angels be by her side in everything that she do during these holy hours. And help her, Lord, that she will continue to serve you, that you will bless those who are sick, those who are, you know, those who cannot help themselves. She is doing such a wonderful work, Father, and I pray that you will give her the strength to do what she has to do. Protect her, Lord, and grant her a Sabbath day's blessing, even her entire family, Lord. I pray that you will bless them. Be with all the believing children gathered here this evening and around the world worshiping you and giving you praise and thanks for this wonderful day. May you keep us close to your side during these hours and bless those who are Be with those who are sick, Lord, those who are suffering from all various illnesses. Father, into your hands, we place them on this Sabbath day. May your Sabbath day be a day of rest for their sickness, and they will rejoice, and they would not have to feel all those pains that they are going through. Father, strengthen them and give them hope. Hope that you will come soon to end all of these destruction, wickedness that is going on in this world, Father, all these sicknesses. And we just want to thank you this evening for keeping us faithful to you. That is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Constantine. No, it's Sister Leola.
Leola. Oh, yes,
Sister Leola. Leola, yes.
Yes.
That's okay. And I actually wanted to lift your brother up. I remember in my prayer, but I guess I see the line and I was rushing to open. But I have the name there now, and we will make sure we lift additional prayers for your brother, because I know that's your ministry. You go out and you minister and do things for your brother in the nursing home. But God is good, and he will. He's doing a great thing, Sister Constantine, because your brother is still living. He's still doing good. So I know that God is blessing him. Amen? And another thing, my sister, I'm going to tell you, if you had not been going to see him and take care of him, he would not have lived this long. So what you are doing, my sister, that alone is a blessing for your brother. So you keep doing your part, and God gonna do his part. He's doing his part because you making the step. So I praise God for that. Amen? So thank you once again, sister, for bringing that message to us, because, God, I was reading the same thing, similar to what you were reading, that we need to make a clear choice what God says, because it says here, Sister Constanelli, it says no second probation. There is not a second probation for anyone. Now is probationary time. Before the angel shall fold her golden wings, the angel of mercy, and shall step down from the throne, and mercy is gone forever. So that we have to make a choice, because to keep God's Sabbath now and to practice it. You know, Sister Constanelli, I always knew this. For anyone to become good at anything, what do? They practice. Is that right? It's practice. So we must practice keeping God's Sabbath holy. And by God's grace, he makes a step, and then we make a step, and God do the rest for us. So thank God for that. Amen. So thank you, Sister Constanelli, for coming on and sharing with us. And let's see, if anyone not with their hands up, Sister, if you have a song, you can go ahead and sing the song, and I'll open the next line if you have a song, but I can always come back to you.
Yes.
Amen, then. Amen. I'll come back, then. Amen. Thank you once again. So I'm going to open the next line, 4985-232. Your line is open. God is good, sisters and brothers. We just thank God for everyone that joined us tonight, and we just say welcome. And we welcome all our brothers and sisters to the prayer line, because if it's not for you joining in, there wouldn't be no prayer line. So thank you. Thank you for joining in, worshiping with us on this Sabbath day. Amen. So 985, your line is open, and you may go ahead and speak.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Thank God for this Sabbath preparation. I want to read a prayer, devotion. Oh, Lord, there is no aspect of our inner self that should not be subject to your standards of holiness. Our mind, heart, will, conscience, desire, and even physical body must all bow to your lordship. We must give an account of all we did in the body to you before judgment seat of Christ. Let us then live soberly and seek to be holy in our whole persons and lives. Amen. Amen. Lord, ask to forgive me all my sins. The Lord, for all his words that he give us to go by in our daily lives. We thank him for us coming on his prayer line, studying and working upon ourselves to be more like him, because nobody wants to be left out when it comes to that judgment day. We all want to fight to get closer, but nobody knows where they're going, but we won't give up. So I constantly remind myself to repent all out any time, because I know I'm a mistaker and a sinner. So I start to forgive me, and I read this prayer myself. So I make no mistake about it. I know this prayer, and it's just that plain and simple. So I have to repent, because the grandbabies ran me ragged. And I tell you, I don't know what I said and what I've done, but I just repent for him to forgive me. He know what I did, because I tell you, they had me the troubles headaches. My grandbaby's birthday was Tuesday. And I mean, she wouldn't give up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I gave her a gift the week before, the week after. And I tell you, I gave it on the day of Tuesday. And you know she's still adding stuff to her birthday and told me, and she want money too. She made five. She's still adding on her birthday, and I'm empty. I don't have any more money, and her grandpa don't have any more money. She's still saying that we owe her for her birthday. So I said, Lord, I'll be so glad this weekend over. And she could stop talking about her birthday because my migraine and my vertigo, all this stuff won't stop. Don't let her birthday come back another year. But I thank God for her, and God bless her because she's just a little kind heart and she don't know it. This baby is old. And thank God for her. I'm glad her mama off the deer and she came relieved now and took her at one something. Because now I'm at peace and I can enjoy the Sabbath. I thank the Lord, Dober and William John. So I just ask for prayer for those who sisters Jewel, Sister Power was there, and that been like prayer line. All my sisters and brothers that are off the line or wherever they may be on, and those that's in bereaving in the hospital and nursing home out on the streets and everywhere. Just keep all of us in prayer. Amen. Brother John coming.
Amen.
Yeah, I can say hello to everyone on the prayer line. It's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just want to say right quick about the grandbaby. Yeah, we just been buying them both things like all the time, around the clock anyway. So she's just a little girl talking about her birthday, but we always buying around the clock. So anyway, I just had to put anyway, but God, but thank God for this wonderful life we have and everything. And I just want to say that the ones who are thinking about, you know, turning towards doing God's will. I know it's a lot of us on the prayer line that have already done it, but I was just thinking about the ones who still kind of thinking about it, turning into doing God's will and kind of, you know, struggling about making that move. I just want to say to them that I really honestly believe, I know for certain that they should make the move, and because once you do that, your life will change for the better, and especially if you're having a boring life and everything. So if you just make that move and open up the Bible, do several things, open it up, start reading, or go to some Bible studies or get on this prayer line right here and turn their life around, and everything's going to be, it's going to be wonderful, you know, a life that you could never imagine of having. When you turn to doing like as the Bible say and living that type of life, all you have to do is turn to the Bible and, like I said, do all those steps and put your whole heart into it, you know, not just temporary, very seldom. But unless when you're starting out, you might kind of open it up a little bit and listen a little bit. That is steps, though, toward learning the way of the Bible and everything. It is steps you make. So some people don't really have to go all out right away. If they want to take their time and, you know, do certain things, but just turning toward it and just listening every now and then will make you a believer, though. So, yeah, but even if you do that, and it's just starting off getting into it, I just want to say there's going to be wondering why you never made that move. You're going to be thinking about all the time you could have been started, and the sooner you learn the Bible ways, the longer you can enjoy it as soon as you learn it. So give it a try, and you won't regret it, definitely, because I know I haven't. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Truly, truly. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. And as Brother John saying, you know, he don't regret studying the Bible now. Now he's saying to himself, why didn't I start sooner? So by God's grace, you know, God take us at steps, and those steps, now you got it. Now be consistent. Oh, thank you for that. So We want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for them sharing, and especially sharing about their little grandbaby and birthday. Well, God is good, so you just keep taking care of her. Train up in the way the Lord says. Give her some scripture so she can know the Lord for herself. Amen. So we just want to thank God for this, for these sharing. And we welcome our brothers and sisters once again on the prayer line. And we ask him that please press 1 and your line could be open. So I will open the next line. And this is 857-505. Your line is open. And you can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston. Sister Miola and brothers and sisters, I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy. Happy Sabbath, happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. My prayer request, Sister Miola, is to pray for my mother, lift my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. My mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Miola, please lift a brother to fell in prayer that the Lord will change his heart, and because Sister Miola, I leave him in God's hands, Sister Miola, just like Sister Paula said to me on the line, leave it to the Lord and leave it in God's hand. And Sister Miola, I'm praying for Sister Tamiko on the line. I'm praying for her mom. I'm praying for her mom, Dorothy Jr. I'm lifting Sister Dorothy in prayer for her mom, and I'm lifting up Sister Dorothy Jr. I'm lifting up Brother Taiwan in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Keisha in prayer, and I'm lifting up Brother Tony, Brother Anthony. I'm lifting them up in prayer, Sister Miola, and I'm lifting up her daughter-in-law in prayer, Sister KTN. I'm lifting up Sister KTN in prayer, Sister Tammy Tamiko's daughter-in-law. And I want to say to Sister Tamiko and Brother Ricardo, may God bless you. May God bless you, Brother Ricardo. May the Lord continue to bless you and guide you. He would give you deliverance, Brother Ricardo. Trust in the Lord because he is worthy to be praised, Brother Ricardo. Brother Ricardo, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Hey, brothers and sisters, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sister Viola, today is the day how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sister Viola and Sister Tamiko and everyone on this line, let's say it together. Today is the day how the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad, brothers and sisters, because God is able to do all things. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Always giving God praise. And Brother Eli, we will lift up those prayers, requests that you have given, is always having his requests. So God hear it, and you know, and once we go into our prayer, Brother Eli, We will give the names accordingly. Amen. So we asking our brothers and sisters, if there's anyone else would like to share, please raise your hand by pressing 1. If you press 1, your hand would go up, and then you will be in the host queue, and I can see it, and I can open your line. But I would love to say, welcome to Advent Light Ministry, brothers and sisters, and we are rejoicing to see new people on the prayer line. We ask that you would share, and you know, you tell God by testifying of his goodness all week long. When I think of God's goodness for me, he woke me up, he allowed me to see this Sabbath day. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to see another Sabbath day. And sisters and brothers, if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, press 1. And even a request for a family member, you know, we pray for others. Press 1. Whatever you have in your heart, you can share it if you like to share. Amen. And also, we just giving God thanks for this prayer line. We've been on this prayer line, sisters and brothers. It's all to the glory of God. We waiting on sisters and brothers to press one. We have no one press one yet. I would like to open the line. But we are giving glory for this prayer line. 9 years, I think it's 9 years this year that this prayer line has been steady, continuum, have not shut down one time. We are thanking God for that. Hosting every week, 3 times a week. We used to do more, but 3 times a week, hosting every week. So we giving God the praise. God get the glory, sisters and brothers. So we just thank him. And we were just sharing earlier, Sister Constantinelli shared about the Sabbath, keeping the Sabbath holy, and that we will have to make a choice whether we want to, when we keep the Sabbath holy, and if we don't keep God's Sabbath holy, and the choice, this is going to be a test for us. If we don't make that choice to keep God's Sabbath rather than Sunday, sisters and brothers, that's a price that person would have to pay. So by God's grace, we all here tonight. Let us praise God. Let us touch one. If there's anyone else would like to share, if there's anyone else, but because our speaker is not here yet, and we will go into prayers in about, I don't know what time. I'm going to open the line for, give me just a second. I have someone press one. I would like to open their line because they haven't said anything yet. So I'm opening the line for 786-448. Your line is open. And you can give, amen? You can give amen. Us your name okay. and where you call on.
Yeah, this is Brother Ricardo. I'm from Tennessee.
Amen.
Yes, I am.
Ahead,
I just want to let you know that I am here.
Okay, well, Brother Ricardo, since I know you're here, we're going to go because we're going to go into prayer. So I'm going to open up Sister Carla's line. I see someone else. So, Brother Ricardo, you have a prayer request or a testimony or something you'd like to share right quick?
Yes, just keep our ministry and my wife and I in prayer.
All right, that'll do. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, thanks, Brother Record, for sharing that, to keep him in prayer. And brothers and sisters, let me open the line. I see my sister is on the line because she says sometimes, Sister Powell, she pressed one and her line is not showing up. 518-951, did you press one?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Sister Powell,
yes,
your number
I do.
Didn't show up again. So, but your
I
line
do,
is open
I,
now.
Yes, I do *6 and I press 1, so I don't know what is happening. Okay?
Yeah.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I think it's a Sabbath, but happy Sabbath when we come. God is good. God is great. He's worthy to be praised. I just want to thank God for taking me out and brought me back home safely. And I am here to give him the praise that he due to him. All praises and all honor goes to him, especially to know that tomorrow, you know, our Sabbath starts, right? And we know that tomorrow is a day of rest in the Lord, not rest sleeping, not rest doing any other thing more than get ourselves really commune with God. And I thank God for this Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. There is nothing is so great than when the Sabbath comes. When the Sabbath comes, it allows us to be relaxed in his word, listen to his word. Because, you know, God wants us to be faithful and he wants us to be obedient with the Sabbath. As my dear sister said a while ago, that the Sabbath is going to be a test, my dear beloved. Now, a lot of people out there do not know this, that the seven-day Sabbath is the Sabbath. They said the Sabbath is the Sunday. So we have a work to proclaim out there, to tell others, to show them the Word of God and what the Word of God is. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you know. So, my dear beloved, let us ask the Lord to give us the strength that we will continue to do His will. Okay, and I just want to thank God for traveling mercy for my daughter and grandson who left yesterday, and they're in Tennessee now, and I give God the praise for traveling mercy. And she also called and, you know, was rejoicing, and how she loved the place, and how the garden there is so green, and she is going outside to get some mint. So I said, please do not brag on me, you know. So she's enjoying the atmosphere, the climate, and everything. So I just want to give God thanks for that. And I do hope that the Lord will bless her visit, her mission, and we just leave things in God's hand. I would just also present another little praise. I know it's soon time for us to pray. Present another little praise with our little grandson, Alex, in Jamaica. And you heard it all around, because I have to give praises when I see that God have been using this little 18 and the work that he have been doing, you know, and the house is going up. And I know it's just the mercy of God. And so we asking you guys to lift up that little youth and that little project to God so that God will pour out his blessing. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power. And I did look at Alex today. And Sister Power, I see that the corner of the house is going up. He's putting in the corners, and he began to fill the everything else in. So I praise God when I saw and listened to what he was saying and how he was buying merchandise and doing all these things. So that's a blessing. Yes, we're going to lift this up in prayer and praise God for your safe traveling mercy. And God is so good that he's been blessing you to drive back and forward. You know, it is a blessing that our mother of the prayer line and sister, that she's able to drive herself and go do the thing. You see, God is good to her. So all I can say is praise God for all his blessings. Amen. And let me see if there's anyone else. First of all, we want to thank Sister Powell, because Sister Leola moved a little too fast. We want to thank Sister Powell for coming on and sharing and giving her testimony. And now we're going to continue on to ask if there's anyone else who would like to share a quick testimony, because we need to go into prayer. Amen. If there's anyone else, brothers and sisters, well, we're going to go into prayers, and we're going to open the line for Sister Carla so she can offer a word of prayer. Amen. So,
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me well?
Carla? Yes, your line is
yes,
open.
Yes, can you hear me? Okay. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Go ahead, Sister Leola.
Well, I just want to make sure, Sister Constantinelli, brother, I had lifted up Brother Rick and Sister Charmaine.
Oh,
Sister
I heard
and you can,
I heard
and you, and you can do it. Okay, you heard them all. Okay, amen. Thank you,
yes,
Sister Carla. You can go ahead.
Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep our hearts in tune. Oh, mighty and most righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another Sabbath day that's coming upon us. We thank you, Lord, for peace. We thank you for rest. We thank you for safety throughout this week, oh, Father. It's because of your mercy and your grace that we're still in the land of the living, and we want to give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we thank you for Sister Constantinelli, a faithful witness for you, O Lord. We thank you for the work that you're doing with Nellie. Thank you for Sister Brenda and Brother John. We ask that you will continue to bless them, protect them, and guide them, and keep them. As Sister Brenda goes through different ailments and vertigo and her mind, oh Lord, we ask that you will touch her mind, Lord, touch her body and her soul. Lord, you said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Bless Sister Brenda and Brother John, their grandchildren, their family as a whole, Lord, protect them and provide for them the necessity that is so needed, Lord. We thank you also for Brother Eli. We praise you, O Lord, for the young man that loves you, O Father. And I just thank you for him, Lord, as he would ask many of time, why are the youth leaving, O Father? And now I am connected. The reason he's asking that, O Father, you point me back to the youth, even within my home, O Father, that's not in the faith or not doing consistent as they should do, O Father. Have mercy upon the young people, Lord. Help our children, Lord. Help the grandchildren of those who have the great-grand, our family, our friends, Lord, to bring them back into the fold. Bring them back to their first love, O Lord. Bless Brother Eli and his mother, Lord. Provide for them, protect them, and guide them. He lifts up Sister, the dear Sister Timeka and her family, Lord. Continue to be with them. And I pray that they will give their hearts to you. I pray that they will have a renewed love for you and for the, walking in the right path that you have laid down for them, that they will be a representative unto you, a disciple unto you, O Father, as they go amongst their peers and friends, Lord. Please, Lord, provide for Sister Timeka. Bless her, Lord. Give her strength and energy, O Father, to continue to do the work that you have called her to do, Lord. We thank you for Sister Katie and Dominique and Autumn and the twins. Lord, be with them in a special way. Sister Leola, continue to provide for her, her husband, her daughter, and her son, and her granddaughter, and those that are out there, Father, in harm's way, Father, as she make her way out to tell them about your love and soon coming. Protect Sister Leola, give her strength and endurance to overcome whatever defects, whatever it is that she overcoming. Because, Lord, we know that whatever we don't overcome will overcome us. And we all want to be in thy throne. We all want to see you face to face, Lord. Shall we behold you, Lord? Thank you again for Sister Powell. Oh, Father, what a blessing. Our mother, our grandmother, our aunt, our sister in Christ, Lord, we love her. And we just thank you for the many years that you have given her on this earth. Continue to bless her, protect her, provide for her, that she will continue to be faithful unto you, O Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie and her son as they made it safe to Tennessee. Provide for them. Help them to find, Lord, the land. Help them to find peace and comfort, Lord. Direct them in the path that they should go and say, this is the place, this is the area. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Kaja also in Jamaica. Protect her and provide for her. We thank you for Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha, and their ministry, and their church, and their home. Lord, may your love always be within their home, Father. May they truly represent you as a young married couple doing the Lord's work, ministering to the broken in heart, ministering to those who are spiritual dead, Father. Please help them. But don't forget me, O Father, as I'm driving. I thank you for supplying my needs. I thank you, O Father, for creating in me a clean heart, O Father. Renew spirit. Help me, O Father, where I'm weak and struggle. Bless Amanda and Nicholas. Provide for them the unspoken prayer requests. And each and every one that's on this line, Lord, you know the hearts of your children. You know the unspoken prayer requests. You know the determination to serve you and the obstacle that comes up, the trial that comes up, O Father. Help us to overcome those trials, those defects, hereditary, cultivated defects, O Father, that comes upon us, O Father. But we know through Christ we are more than conqueror, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Even now, strengthen us, O Father, that we should see you soon in the sky, Father, and we would say, Lo, this is our God who we've been waiting for. Bless the speaker again. Bless the message. Bless the hearer, Father, and bless those that are listening via the internet, Lord, throughout Asia, South America, Canada, Father, throughout the world. Bless them, O Father, that they will receive a blessing through the spoken word by Brother Ricardo. Bless him, O Father. Fill him with your Holy Spirit afresh this evening. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for lifting up those in prayer. We have one more. Brother Ricardo just let this one that raised their hand. I would like to open that line. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to open this line, 508-838. Opening your line. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
How do you do? How are you doing? Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying that powerful prayer. I am using Sister Sister Richardson's phone. I am in their humble abode, and I'm so excited. I'm so blessed to be here. You know, God's timing is always the best timing, and so I thank God for the opportunity to being in the country. So I just wanted to say that the air is fresh. As Sister Paula said, it is the truth. It is the real deal. And if they open their home with just such kindness and such blessing and such smile, and I am so appreciative. I feel like this is my home. Amen. And so I thank God for the opportunity for safe traveling mercies. Let me tell you this. I was pulled over by the police, but let me tell you, because of all of your prayers, because you have prayed for me, he told me with a smile, he said, you know, you were going, I was really going really fast, but down here, it's like 1 minute, it is 70, and in the blink of an eye, it moved to 65, and then 60, and then 50, and then 55, and then 40, so that's how it was going, right? So I was doing 70 in 45 zone, but I thought I was still in the 70 zone. So, for, you know, and so when I saw him, I was like, oh my goodness. So I just pulled over. I went in front of him. He pulled me over, and he was just so nice and so kind. I was praying, and I know you all were praying, because honestly, I didn't know that the speed limit had dropped so drastically, you know. And so he said to me, you know, your feet's heavy. And I said, you know, officer, because it was changing. I said it was going from one speed to the next, and I couldn't keep up, right? Because, you know, I'm going to tell on myself all the time. And he said, okay. You know, he said, give me a license. He said, if I run it and it come back and it's clean, I will let you go. And let me tell you, that license is clean as a whisper, and he let me go. He was so nice. He was so kind. He gave me kind of like a little escort so that I could go. He asked me where I was going. I told him what I was doing, and he, you know, kind of gave me an escort so I could come out and told me what I needed to do. And he said, you know what, because it changes so much, just do 45 to 50, right? And so I thank God for blessing me, because that ticket was going to be a big ticket. And so I thank God that God intercedes. So continue to pray for us, that God will continue to wrap his hands around us and lead us, as Sister Carla said, reclaiming it, the right place, right? The right place and the right price. So thank you so much. And thank you, Sister Leola, for giving me the opportunity to share this with you all. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for Sister Stephanie. And I'm just going to offer a little prayer for you and Sister Richardson. Then we're going to open the line for our brother. Once again, our
and
Father.
Elder Richardson,
Lord,
too. Sister,
say that again.
And Elder Richardson, too. As I said, you know, I was bragging on my mom a little bit because I was getting fresh mint and fresh oregano and in his farm and his garden, and it's just awesome. I love it. It's like I'm in Jamaica. Y'all are jealous? Come down into the
praise
country.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you. And I will lift them up also. Praise God. Amen. For sharing and enjoying the country. So let us just lift up prayers. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for Sister Stephanie's safe traveling mercy, Father. And as I know that Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson is always giving warm welcome. So, Father, we just asking you to bless their land, bless their home, Father. And, Lord, we're asking you to keep every inch of everything there perfect in perfect peace because of you, Father, because they do your will. Thank you, Father, for all these blessings. And thank you for tracking and leading Sister Stephanie that the policeman held back from giving her a ticket with a clean record. Father, it's none but you. We can give praise, honor, and praise to you. So thank you once again for that blessing of giving them safe traveling mercy. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. So once again, we have prayed for Brother Ricardo. And Brother Ricardo, we will open your line. I believe I'm opening the right line. So I think it's 786. Amen. 786. Is that correct?
Yes. Happy Sabbath. Good
okay,
evening. Thank you so much, my
line
sister.
Is open.
All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe through another week. God have brought us on our way. We have fresh bread from Heaven Bakery. I pray that you have your pen and your paper to take note. The title for this evening, The Light as the First Angel Message to the World. God have given us such a message in time of like these, and God wants to prepare us to give this message in all its bearing. But before we go into the word, let us ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Loving Lord, Father in heaven, we come before your presence as your Holy Son, which is Jesus Christ, who is our high priest in the heavenly sanctuary, interceding on our behalf. Lord, I'm asking to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, nothing good in me. Lord, I'm asking to anoint my lips, touch my brain nerves. Lord, let me not to say my words, but let me to speak to your people in time like these. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, happy Sabbath again, everyone. The title for this evening, the Light of the First Angel's Message to the World. The Light of the First Angel's Message to the World. Let us go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. God has pronounced a special blessing on the book of Revelation. Everyone who come in contact with the book of Revelation to read and to study and to keep those things that are written in it. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, we are told, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water." God, when God sent this message, he put it in symbols. What do you mean by that? In Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God have gave unto him to shew unto his servants the things must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signify it by his angel unto his servant John. That word signify means he put in symbols. And the word of God, we know it is spiritual. In order for us to understand the word of God, Jesus said he will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you and to shape your will and your mind to comprehend and understand the spiritual things. Amen? So God has pronounced also a blessing upon the book of Revelation, of the studying of the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1. Verse 3 now, skip to verse 3. "Blessed is he that readeth," notice the blessing, "blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Now we are looking on the book of Revelation. Go back with me in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven." Is this a literal angel, or this angel symbolized God's people? This angel symbolized God's people. This message is coming from heaven, in the midst of heaven. The word midst is dealing with the center or the middle of heaven. What is in the center or the middle of heaven? The throne. This angel is coming from the way of the east. Who is in the east? The Son of Man. Also, what rises in the east? Literal sun. The sun is a reflection of Jesus Christ's glory. And in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, read, "And to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." So God is sending this everlasting gospel with also healing and restoration to relieve man from pain and suffering in these last days. Because it says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven." That word angel is anglos in the Hebrew word. So the angel represents a messenger or a minister. Whenever you take up this word, the word of God, especially the study of Revelation, and you start to teach it and start to live it, you represent this angel that is flying through the earth. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven." Where is this angel coming from? Go with me to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. Verse 2, we want to know where is this angel coming from. This message that God gave unto his people, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the faithful few who are going to preach and teach and to magnify worship in these last days. So we want to know where is this message coming from. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 2, "And I saw another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to earth, the earth and the sea." So God is sending a message to earth because man have transgressed the law and have changed the ordinance and broken the everlasting gospel. But God in his love and his goodness and his kindness, and he's a merciful God, because he see that the whole world, they are start to wander after the beast. So God in his love is sent a message from the east, in the way of the east, in the heavenly, the most heavenly sanctuary where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf. Jesus sent this message by the angel, and the angel gave John, and this message is laid down for you and I today to give to the world in these last days. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people." Right? So this gospel is to what? To preach to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. What is this gospel? This gospel is the everlasting gospel. This gospel is going to bring the world to an end. Is that so? Go with me to Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. This is the everlasting gospel that Jesus is speaking. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom," where? This gospel of the kingdom. Remember, in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven." This angel is coming from the kingdom of heaven, in the midst of the throne. Jesus gave this message as a love letter to his people in these last days. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness." This everlasting gospel is going to be a witness for or a witness against. "And to all nations, and then shall the end come." We see world war and all of these famines and all of these things, food shortages and the rising. But these things is not going to bring the world to an end. These things are the beginning of sorrow. But is the gospel, every man is going to get the opportunity to hear this gospel or to reject it. This is the last appeal to mankind. This is the last mercy to mankind in these last days, the everlasting gospel. But we know that many pervert this gospel. That's why Paul said the other gospel, which is not other gospel, but many perverted the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because they are saying that the law is nailed to the cross. Because the nature of the law, it is holy.
And the nature of the law is also spiritual, because Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 14, Paul said, for the law is perfect. No, no. Let me go there. Let us go there. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Let us see what Paul said, because many are saying that the law is do away with. Let us look up the nature of the law. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual. The law of God is what? Spiritual. And in order to understand the things of God, we must become spiritual being, mean born again. So Jesus is sending a letter to the world, but he's going to select a few in these last days. For many are called, but few are chosen. Few in these last days are going to stand true to God, stand true to their duty, stand true to their calling. Is that you today? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. What is the purpose or the benefit of this everlasting gospel? Let us go with me now. Isaiah chapter 60. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. Rather, let us read chapter 61. Chapter 61, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. What is the purpose of this everlasting gospel God is sending? Because in this gospel, God also selling a healing, sell healing, which is the health message that's linked with the third angel. Listen now. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. What is the purpose of the everlasting gospel? To bind up the brokenhearted. What is the purpose of the everlasting gospel? To proclaim liberty to the captive. Only one can set us free in these last days. Is this Jesus Christ. He that the Son set free, he is free indeed. To proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. What do you mean? Many in these last days, they are in prison, means spiritual darkness. As we are told, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They are in a temporary lost condition, because they are saying that the law of God is do away with. Many are saying in these last days, the law of God is do away with. Is that so? Because the law is holy and the commandment is holy. And you and I, we are carnal and soul under sin. God sent us, beloved, in these last days. He wants to anoint our lips, anoint our words to preach and to proclaim this everlasting gospel. This is a life and death matter. Let us move on. We are looking on the angel. Go back with me now, Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God. What does it mean to fear God? We want to know. We're breaking down this Revelation chapter 14 in detail. What does it mean to fear God? Go with me to first thing. Let us look at this. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. What does it mean to fear God? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What is the fear of God? Have a knowledge of who God is. When you have a knowledge of who God is, what heaven require of you and I? Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Because the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So when you have a knowledge of God, what heaven require of you and I? What we need to do? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what do the Lord thy God require of thee? What God require of his people in these last days? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways. Pause. To fear God meaning to what? Walk in all his ways. Are you walking with God today? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to love him. When you love someone, you're gonna try to please them. Do you love God? If you love God, you're going to obey him. You're going to do what the word says, even though it go against nature, it go against your preconceived idea. Lord, give me the strength to follow your word. But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So the fear of God is what? Again, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. You have a knowledge of who God is. When you come to that knowledge, we do not want head knowledge in these last days. Let the head knowledge go to the heart, the spiritual heart, so that this knowledge can transform our life in these last days, so we can prepare to meet our God. So when you have this knowledge, now you're going to start to walk in his way. Now you're going to say, Lord, give me the spirit of obedience and willingness to do what you say. And now when you are walking his ways, now you have the knowledge, because now you know that the Sabbath is my duty. Do you know that? Because the Sabbath is the fourth command, commandment of the... The Sabbath is the fourth commandment. So let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let us look. We have a knowledge of who God is, and then we're going to start to walk in his ways. Why you are walking in his ways? Because you know that this is your duty. It is our duty to prepare on the Sabbath day, right? It is our duty to iron the clothes and to cook the food and all these things, right? Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. What? Let us hear the conclusion of the what? Whole matter. Fear who? God. And keep his commandments. This is what the angel is saying, for this is the whole duty of men. How is it that, beloved, that we have a duty at our physical job and we do it to our best of our ability? But when it comes on to spiritual things, when it comes on to the things of God, beloved, we are failing, we are falling short miserably. Why? He said, fear God and keep his commandments. Oh, can you keep his commandments? Meaning to walk in all his ways. And to love him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Why? For this is your duty. Let us go back. Revelation chapter 14 again, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and kindred and tongue. And people saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. What does it mean to give glory to him? We want to know. What does it mean to give glory to him? First thing first, you and I need to know that God created you and I for his glory. Is that so? Go with me to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Let me whisper a little prayer, brothers and sisters. Satan don't want us to even mention this word. Satan hate the things of God. Father in heaven, I pray that you may give me clarity. The enemy is wrought, but Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ against you, I bind up your plan, I bind up everything that you are trying to do this moment in the name of Jesus. Lord, your people come here, sacrifice their time to be on this prayer line and come to hear. Thus say the Lord. Lord, give me the strength. Give me the words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what does it mean to give glory to God? Because this angel is saying that give glory to him. What do you mean give glory? How can you and I give glory to God? First thing you and I need to know that God, why you are in existence, why you are here today. Because God created you and I for his glory. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. God say what? Everyone who called by his name, for I have created him for my what? Glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. When? This is in the beginning of creation. When God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them have what? Dominion over the fish and the fowls of the air. So when God created you and I, he created us for what? For his glory. That means you are not your own. Now, if God created us for his glory, so we know that glory, do you know that also glory is also associated with worship? Let us go. Let us look at it. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 86. Isaiah chapter 86, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 86, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 86, verse 9. No, sorry. It's Psalms. I'm so sorry. Psalms chapter 86. I'm sorry, beloved. Psalms chapter 86, verse 9. Psalms chapter 86, verse 9. All nation who thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. So glory is also associated with what? Worship. We prepare to worship our God this evening. So this angel is saying that fear God and what? Give glory to him. For the what? The hour of his judgment is come. This angel is magnifying worship. He's showing man the whole creation where they have erred, where they have fallen short, and follow the papacy, who have changed times and law, and almost 95% of the whole universe is following Rome, worshiping on Sunday. But thank God, he have a few who will stand true to what he said in these last days. We can't follow the sayings of men or the commandments of men or the tradition of men. We have to follow the word of God. So, what does the Bible have to say about those who do not give glory to him? Because remember now, God created us, you and I, in his likeness and his image, and he created you and I for his glory. So what does the Bible have to say about those who do not give glory to him? Go with me to Malachi. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. Because everyone who do not give glory to him, fire and brimstone going to be the result of disobedience. Do you love your loved ones? You must tell them and to show them what God says in his word. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2, if ye will not hear and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, what God said we must do, we must lay this to heart. Take it seriously. If ye will not what? Hear. And if ye will not lay it to heart. Lay what to heart, Lord? To give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts. I will even send a curse upon you of mercy. And I will curse your blessings. What? And I will curse your blessing. Everyone who do not lay it to heart to give glory to him, to worship on the true day, God say, I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already. What? That's why you see many are sick in these last days. Because many turn away from the true God. Do you remember the woman at the well? Did you know that there was an issue in Jesus' day over worship? Do you remember the woman at the well who had five husbands? And Jesus said, the one you are with is not your husband, that's six. And she meet our seventh husband, which is Jesus Christ, a completion. And Jesus said, woman, you know not what you worship. What? Are you telling me, Lord Jesus, all these here Sunday I'm going to church, Lord. I give my tithe, Lord. I listen to the music and the hymns. I jump up in the church and all these things and clap. But Jesus said, woman, man, you do not know what you worship. Because salvation is of the Jew. Salvation is of the Seventh-day Adventist. What do you mean, Lord? Go and view and examine which day and how they worship. Because I have only one church. And when Jesus said this to the woman at the well, she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. But many, they are not willing in these last days to take heed to the message. Many are following the tradition of man. But Jesus tell you, you do not know what you worship, because salvation is of the Jew. But she said, Lord, our fathers, we say we must worship in this mountain, but you Jews say we must worship in Jerusalem. You see the difference? On the mountains is idol worship, thunder worship, nature worship. But in Jerusalem, where God's people dwell at, they worship the true God. They worship on the Sabbath day, the right, correct day that God laid down for you and I in these last days. But man, in his pride and his arrogance in these last days, say we will follow the tradition of man. But Jesus said to her, God the Father is looking for them that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Because Jesus said, in truth, who is truth? Jesus said, I am the light of the... No, in John chapter 14, verse 26, I am... I lost my time. Friends, the enemy was fighting against me not to give this message, and he's fighting, but Satan, the blood of Jesus, against you. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So God the Father sent his only begotten Son for you and I to show us true worship. And this lady, she was confused all these years, following the tradition of man. But that Jesus said, farewell, you are lay aside the commandment of God and follow the tradition of man. Let us look at Mark chapter 7, verse 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 7. Listen to what Jesus said right here. Mark 7, verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me. So Jesus was saying to the woman at the well, woman, you're worshiping in vain. Even though you're sincere in your worship, even though all these years you go to church on time, even though all these years they give you the key and you clean the bathroom and all these things, but you're worshiping me in vain. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of God. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold what? They hold the tradition of man as the washing of pots and cups. And many other such things like, and many other such like things ye do. Many today, in these last days, they are worshiping God in vain. What? In vain. But God called you and I, the light of this message, to give unto the world. But many will reject. But we want to those who will reject. But we still have to be patient and willing to endure with those who are being stubborn in these last days. Many of our loved ones, they do not accept this message. They are in a lost temporary condition. Because remember, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, meaning they are in a lost temporary condition, not permanent. Because you and I was once in Babylon. But God in his goodness, he give us the light. Shine the light in our heart to reveal the knowledge of Jesus Christ to us. How we give glory to him. The Bible says give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. So giving glory to God, meaning you are doing his will, right? Listen what Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17. Listen what Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Remember in Mark chapter 7, verse 8, verse 7, remember what Jesus said, albeit in vain do they what? Worship me, teaching for doctrines. Whose doctrine? The commandments of God, of man. Wow. So listen what Jesus is saying to you and I. If any man will do his will, how can you know what Jesus will for you and I life in these last days? Remember in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8, when David said, I delight to do thy will. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So Jesus is saying now, we must delight to do his will. And in order for us to know what is will for you and our life, he said you must know the doctrine, the teaching of God's holy word, the undiluted word of God, not watered down message. So that's why Jesus is saying, albeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of man. And what is the result? They're laying aside the commandment of God. The commandment of God is do away with. Laying it aside. And you hold the tradition of man. Who can man save you? The holy man who can save you is the man Jesus Christ, who was crucified on Calvary Cross for you and I. He is alive in heaven, interceding on your and I behalf. The only one can save you, Jesus Christ. But thousands, millions, they are following and holding the tradition of man. But Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 30, in John chapter 5, verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Are you seeking your own will, to do your own thing, or you are seeking the will of the Father? Because now we're looking at glory, because you say, for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come. What has caused the judgment of God to come? We want to know. Because God is sending a message, a last warning, a last appeal to you and I. We are the last generation. And God sent a last warning message, so frightened, so fearful. But God sent this message in love. And this angel is saying, for the hour of his judgment is come. What caused the judgment of God to come? Because the judgments are in the land. Crime and violence and all these things. Our government, they are wicked like never before. These are the judgments. The plagues, they are falling, but not the seven last plagues. The judgment of God, they are in the land right now as we speak. The heart of man is getting cold and wax cold. School shooting and church shooting and all these things going to the store. This is the marvelous working of Satan is on the horizon. A lot of our leaders in these last days, they are lowering the standard, are coming in alliance with Rome, lowering the standard, coming, going to interfere and all these things. But God said we must separate from these people because they are Babylon. And God said we must call his people to come out of Babylon, come out of false worship, come out of false teaching and theology and doctrine and tradition of man. Come out, my people. Because if you stay in it, you will partake of the seven last plague. What caused the judgment of God? Because God sees that men have made void his law. Go with me to Psalms 119:126. Psalms 119:126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. for they have made void thy law. When did they make void thy law? Rome made void thy law because the Bible tells us they're going to think to change time and law. Time and law. It's also divine law. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 24. Because remember now, the judgments are in the land. I'm going to show you. So because of the violation of God's holy law, many, the hearts of men walk in cold. Even though you see, even though our church are promoting the agenda of the world, telling God's people to be vaccinated, to be poisoned, to take the snake bites, made void thy law. And God give his people natural remedy in these last days. And we see many are dying in Christ's grave. Many people do not know Christ. Their job is at stake. If you do not go along with this protocol, you're going to lose your job. And many, because they have to provide for their loved ones, go along. And many thousands, they are not here with us today. Why? Because the heart of men walks cold. God is showing us. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 24. Let us see if the Bible can prove all these things that we are facing. Let us see what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 3 to 6. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 3 to 6. The land shall be utterly empty. Why? And utterly spoiled. For the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth, we see mourning, bloodshed and crime. The earth mourneth and fade away. And the world languisheth and fadeth away. The hearty people of the earth do languish. That word languish means pain and suffering that you are seeing on the horizon. Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof. Because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Pause. In the Old Testament, the law of God was called the everlasting covenant. But in the New Testament, we call it what? The everlasting gospel. Are you seeing what is going on right here, beloved? Many are following the ways of man, the tradition of man, the sayings of man. But only few will stand for what is right. Verse 6. So because they are changing ordinance, broken the everlasting gospel, what come upon the earth now? Therefore, had the curse devoured the earth. Remember God, remember the Bible says, if you lay this not to art to give glory to him, I will curse you and I will curse your blessing. And yea, I have already cursed you, curse it. Because why? For many will not give glory to him, to give him true worship. So that's why we see the hearts of men waxing cold, doing all kind of stuff. They're under the curse. But only one can lift us from this curse, from this gloom, darkness that cover the eyes and the minds of men, is only the word of God. But Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the life of light. The word of God is give life, and it also give light. In Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a light unto my feet. No, thy word is a lamp, light unto my feet, and a lamp to my path. The word of God is light in these last days. But the Bible says many will depart from the faith and taking heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. And many will not want to hear sound doctrine because they do not want to reform to the teaching of God's word. Yes, God understand. God know I am weak and I am sinful. No, God understand that we must live a high standard. The standard of God is way high and we can't dip and dive. We have to stand with the standard of God. Hold your head high. If you have to hold your chin up, don't lower your chin because the standard of God is very high. It is crucial if we lower it, because fire and brimstone will fall upon you and I. The day is coming when Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." What do you mean, workers of iniquity? He that knoweth to do good and do it not, it is sin. That's iniquity, presumptuous sin. Oh, God, understand I have to work on the Sabbath. My children have to provide for me. That's presumptuous sin. Many are grieving their day of grace. But probation is closing. We are told that probation will close unexpectedly. Many will not realize that their probation closes. All of us have a pending case right now in heaven. Who will you stand? You can't stand for your husband. You can't stand for your children. You have to stand for your own self. We have to deliver our own soul in our own righteousness. We don't have no righteousness, which is Jesus Christ's righteousness. Who do you stand with? On church tradition? On church manual? What the conference say? Can the conference save you? Can the church save you? Can church tradition save you? Only the written word of God you're going to stand on. So when you have to go to the court in these last days, I go to so-and-so church, so-and-so is my president, really. The only one you have to stand and give an account and confess his name is Jesus. Because all these things will do away. Conference will go away. Church policy will go away. Church manuals will go away. But the only thing will stand is you and the word of God. Do you have it in your heart? Do you have it in your life? Do you exercise it? The Bible says when that day comes, you will not premeditate what you will say. We must meditate and memorize scripture on a daily basis. When you are doing that, beloved, you are bringing eternal life. You are bringing life into you. Notice what Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that eat of this bread, he shall never die." This bread is the word of God, beloved. This bread, it transforms you. It changes your bad habits. It gives you victory over sin on a daily basis. Jesus is coming. He sent the last warning, the last appeal, the last message to the dying world. He sent this message to bind up the broken heart, to set them that are liberty, them that are bound and captive, and to open the prison doors. Because many, they are in prison. They are following the ways of man, following the tradition, the sayings of man. Are you following what God says? You can't follow your pastor. You can't follow your leader. You have to follow Jesus Christ and him crucified. Only one you have to stand and give an account. Because you ain't going to say, "Lord, I go to Bible study with my sister. I do fellowship. I do all of these things." Yes, that's valuable. But Jesus is going to say, "What do you do with your life? What do you do with all your time? Do you spend quality time with me? Do you feast upon my word? Do you have commune with me?" Communion with me in these last days. Many are professing Christ, but they do not know him. So the Bible says we have a form of godliness, but deny the power. It is not time to talk good, brothers and sisters. Let our good talk show in our action, show in our daily lives. Let our memorizing verse and quoting scripts, spirit of prophecy and read these things, let them seen in our lives. It's not how much you know, it's what you do with what you know. It's not how much scripture I know, it's what I do with what I know. Beloved, I'm encouraging you to walk with Jesus. The time is coming that you have to let go of every hand, but do not let go of the unchanging hand, which is Jesus Christ. Family will betray you. Husband and wife will betray each other if they are not sealed. You don't see anything yet. There are greater fear within than without. In your literal family, and also in your spiritual family. And we are seeing it among us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence, even though the enemy is wrought. You don't want your people to hear such a message. You don't want your people to be encouraged in your word and to be lifted up as they can look to Jesus Christ for strength in these last days. Lord, I pray that your people will fall in love with you. I pray that your people, oh God, will go back and to search the Bible and see if these things are so. I pray, loving Lord, if we do not have an appetite, our hunger, our crave for reading the word of God, or spend time in your word, we pray that, Lord, we will confess our sins and say, Lord, I am bored when I read your word. I don't really have no pleasure, Lord, if we are truthful. Give me a hunger and a longing for your word. Because your word, they are life and they are spirit. Your word, oh God, will bring life in us and to keep us in these last days. Lord, you know what your people stand in need of. Lord, sickness is coming upon each and a lot of your people, Lord. A lot of your people are going in crisis grave, Lord. A lot of your people, they are mourning and crying, oh God. A lot of your people are in the city, oh God. They are trying to find way out, oh God. But I pray for the faithful few who are taking heed to the counsel, who are taking heed to the word of God. But them that are in the city, who are dragging their feet, oh God, who are delaying your coming, oh God, I pray, loving Lord, that they may say if they want to save their children, they must bring them out of the city so they can be in a peaceful atmosphere and can enjoy nature. Lord, we just want to give you thanks and praise for this Sabbath day. We are not worthy of it, but I just want to thank you. I thank you so much for your written word. I thank you so much for the word. I thank you so much, Lord. I pray that I will not be a castaway, but I will take heed to everything that I say. Bless our ministry. Bless my brothers and sisters as we are about to depart, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit, I pray that your Holy Angel will protect us on a daily basis, will not depart from us. And we pray that, Lord, when you are about to visit us, I pray, loving Lord, when you come, you will see fruit. And you will not say, why do they clamber at the earth, cut them down? I pray, loving Lord, that we will not displease you, but when you come in our presence, we will cause you to smile. We will cause your face to shine upon us. We will cause you to bless us abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Thank you, and brothers and sisters. What a powerful message. And we all need to seek the Lord for ourselves individually. We have to have a personal relationship with him. So I just thank the Lord for that message and for using you, even though the enemy is always trying to come in the midst. But we know he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28 say, he that trusted in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Brothers and sisters, God said we're going to flourish like a branch. And also John chapter 15 and verse 1 says, I am the vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, and it that it may bring forth bring forth more fruit. So, brothers and sisters, it is time for us to bring forth fruit. God is pruning us and trying us and hewing us up to see what are we made of. And we know you shall know them by their fruit. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I pray that each and every one of you have wrote down the scripture and that you have received a blessing thus far. Please join us again Sunday evening for Last Day event and Thursday for Health Reform Thursday. And then we'll see you back here Sabbath to bring in the Sabbath with each and every one of you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, brothers and sisters. Have a good night. Amen. Amen. Thank you.